This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons back at Fenway Park in our Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series official truck of the Red Sox. Looking at our monitor of the field.
What do we got?
Tarp is off.
Oh,
rain has stopped.
Check the, now, there is a very large puddle that accrued during the heavy rain in the late 2 o'clock hour.
We're good. The bullpen has been uncovered. There's activity in the bullpen. There's activity in the outfield.
Look at that. There's Bernardino.
Yep. So it's uncovered. So we're moving toward a potential debut for Peyton Tolley. Scheduled debut tonight against Paul Skeens. Very exciting. Very Friday Fenway buzz in the air.
What kind of pregame rituals you figure a guy like Tolley has? I gotta
bites the head off a bat.
Maybe I don't think he eats a live animal.
Castrates a goat.
All right. So what if we just
Ray Rugemer used to talk about that in the Patriots locker room.
He did?
Yeah, legit. We talk about castrating goats with his mouth.
Are you serious?
He talked about it. I don't know if he actually did it.
I imagine he probably didn't. Is he still with us?
Gray Rugemer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. If he did that, he probably
said. Oh, this is awkward.
That's what I'm saying.
Just telling you what he talked about.
This is what
you
he
hang
does,
out
people.
In clubhouses and locker rooms for hours at times. These athletes say weird things.
I was thinking maybe like, you know, Troy Percival famously used to like crush a six pack of Coke before he would come in and try to save the ninth for the Angels. Something along that line.
Rod Beck would crush a pack of cigarettes or something.
Didn't he just nail some beers and like rip some darts?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah,
I could see Peyton Tolley end of career doing that. Early on, if you saw the photo making the rounds on social media,
that looks like engineered nutrition.
Oh my God, he is shredded.
That's like poached chicken, sweet potatoes, white beans.
He knows what he's eating. His nutrition is on point. His supplements are on point. His metabolism is on point. His weight training is on point. Hopefully he's on point when he takes the mound.
6'6", 250.
He's big.
That's a unit.
Oh, that's a Hoss of the Week candidate for next week. Speaking of Hosses in the bullpen, that's Giolito doing some workouts. But yes, the tarp is off the field, so that's a nice step in the right direction.
Nice.
No longer raining. Hopefully this is a step in the right direction, because when we have new ideas here on WEEI Afternoons, some good, some bad, right?
Sure.
You got to break some eggs to make an omelet?
Right.
I'm hoping this is an omelet. So we came up with this idea because, you know, one of the things that I find interesting when you interact with people on social media, and we have takes, and we have three-point stances, and all of that is like the reaction or overreaction to your stance. And the stories of the day, the narratives that are kind of spreading. For example, my Patriots take that they're overrated. Like, maybe that's too hot. Maybe it's too cold. Maybe it's just right. So that made me think, what is hot? What is cold? And what is just right? Goldilocks and her porridge. So we decided, with Ted not being here today, because he might have yelled at us during this segment.
Why would Ted yell at us?
Because he would have gotten angry.
This porridge is just right.
See, that's perfect. If the story is being covered and reacted to appropriately, that is what you'll hear. But if it's Andy having a hot take, oh, the offensive line's going to be worse than last year, that's too hot, you'll hear
this something porridge else. Is too hot.
And if we are not paying attention to it enough, or if it's being undervalued, underplayed, you'll hear
this porridge is too cold.
Perfect. So right out the gates, we talked about this a little bit with Mike Giardi. It has been more than a full month since we have seen the man wearing number zero in the rivalry jersey photo shoot, Christian Gonzalez. We haven't seen him. Not in a football field.
Nope.
Not doing anything.
Nope.
We've seen him walk around a little bit, but we've seen Jason Tatum walk around a little bit. And you know what we know Jason Tatum isn't doing? Playing to start the season. So I would like to see Christian Gonzalez do something. Fitzy, the Christian Gonzalez situation, is it being covered appropriately, reacted to appropriately, too hot, too cold, or just right?
The Christian Gonzalez situation is not being reacted to appropriately enough. It's too cold.
This porridge is too cold.
That was a pregnant pause. That was a delay for effect.
Yes, absolutely. It's way too cold. We started talking about it earlier this week. I feel like we were the first folks in town. Now you've got former players working as analysts in town talking about it. Mike Giardi, we asked Tom Curran during yesterday's interview. He said he wasn't quite sure if he was going to dial it up to full-blown panic yet. But Giardi giving it a 6.5 out of 10 before we get to Labor Day weekend and then next week when you're going to have all of the Patriots media cartel there documenting every single move. I'm trending towards he's not going to play.
Yeah, too cold. And if you look at this game, I know it's just the opener. This game could be one of those that swings the season. Because there's other games you're supposed to win, right? The real October stretch when you face the Browns and the Titans and the Saints. If you want to have your 9-win season, you want to go over on 8.5 wins, you need to win the Raiders game. And if you're going to beat the Raiders, you probably should have your best player on defense on the field for the entire game. It's starting to look like even if he's on the field for some of the game, that it might not even be realistic to see him on the field for part of the game. So I'm going to agree with Fitzy. I'm going to say this is too cold.
This porridge is too cold.
It's too cold.
I like her accent. British?
I couldn't agree more. By the way, the Patriots, remember, that was definitely British. The Patriots coming into the season were favored in 11 out of 17 games. I wonder if the same is still true.
It probably is. I feel like no one's really paying attention. I feel like this is going to slap some people in the face by week two or three. Like, oh, all that we talked about in the offseason about the Patriots, we got a little ahead of ourselves. It's not quite as good or fruitful as we thought it was going to be. Okay, up next, we'll stick with the Patriots.
All right.
Stephon Diggs did not play a single real snap in the preseason. Too hot, too cold, just right.
This porridge is officially too hot.
Too hot.
This porridge is too hot.
We're making too much of this. I do not expect 2007 Randy Moss, who ran right all over through and down the throat of the Jets in his first game of the New England Patriots back in 2007 in a masterful 181-yard touchdown-filled game. No, I'm not looking for that. But the fact is they are load managing. You don't need to see Steph Diggs out there that much. The guy has enough of a body of work, a resume, experience, plenty of tape. They'll be fine. Steph Diggs is going to get you somewhere between 4 and 6 catches for 60 to 70 yards week one. He is the last component of the Patriots offense I'm worried about come week one and beyond.
I am going to go, this porridge is just right. It's being covered properly.
This porridge is just right.
Yeah, I wish I had seen him in game action. And I do. I know Vrabel can say he's ready to go. You know, I manage his reps appropriately. He's ready to go. He's ready to help us win football games, all of that. There is a next step. Has he had anyone dive at his knee yet? Anyone?
Not that I've seen.
No, I don't think so. Because I think if you did that in practice, you'd probably get chewed out by Mike Vrabel. Mm-hmm. And that is the next step. And I've heard so many players talk about it. Wes Welker was the most obvious one.
You don't know what it's like until someone comes after you recently repaired. Okay.
Yeah, what it feels like, but also how you'll react mentally, physically. Do you start to get a little squirrely and you're like afraid to make certain cuts with guys diving at your leg? So I think this one is being covered properly, but this is a concern. This is the last step in the process, and unfortunately, you won't know the last step until you step on that field at Gillette Stadium against the Raiders for week 1.
So I say too hot, you say just right.
This courage is just right.
All right.
Just right. She sounds like a cute little girl. Goldilocks. Up next, let's switch to a little baseball. Roman Anthony has a .401 on-base percentage. He's now batting in the 290s. He's knock, knock, knocking on the door of 300 despite a slow start and despite the fact that he still strikes out quite a bit.
And he's been swinging for the fences.
And he's been adding some pop. Thank you, Fitzy.
Thank you. Welcome,
appreciate
you.
Mean it.
Pleasure.
Roman Anthony, the story, what he's accomplished in just a couple months of Major League Baseball, and not coincidentally, the team has turned around since he joined the club. They're winning better. They're scoring first. He's hitting leadoff home runs. Has the Roman Anthony story from the plate, this ascension to superstar status atop the lineup, has that been covered properly?
He's engaged with the fans and the local media. His jersey is selling like hotcakes. We talk about him glowingly all the time. He's no Saint Bregman just as of yet, but he definitely is a sensation and the future of baseball here at Fenway. The national media loves him. And you have people from Boston all the way to Hermosa Beach saying that this guy is what's next in baseball and has superstar.
Thanks, Fitzy.
Hey, you're very welcome, Roman. It's the least I could have done for you, pal. He's hitting for power. He's getting on base. The guy's discipline at the plate is spectacular. I think he is getting the appropriate amount of coverage.
This porridge is just right.
Well, you're wrong.
What?
This porridge has ice in it. It's too cold. It's not being given out.
This porridge is too cold.
Why is that?
I think we are underselling what this guy has done to this baseball team, for this baseball team, how good he is, and the way he's done things differently. I think it's one thing to say what he was doing early on, which was take a lot of pitches, get on base, a lot of walks. He's changed that. He's suddenly swinging early in counts. He's swinging earlier in the game. He's hitting leadoff home runs. The other day, he hits a nice line drive base hit, first pitch of the game. He's great. Added power. This is a guy that he is doing things at a level that is remarkable. I mean, this guy deserves to be the projections. And I know we've seen some Soto comparisons. Juan Soto, who, yeah, he happened to get $760 million.
Yeah.
I think Anthony's better. I think he's better than Soto. Because Soto has proven himself a little bit of a dink. I think there's a reason why Soto has bounced around from team to team and is not well-liked in New York right now.
He's on his fourth team. That's kind of overlooked.
Yeah. This is a guy in Roman Anthony that everybody loves. Bregman loves him. Old guy loves him. Young guy, Marcelo Meyer, who we rode up through the minor leagues with. There was no, like, ill will or anything
oh,
there.
Oh, give him loves time, him. Though.
No,
nope. Give him time.
Everybody loves him. This guy is the second coming of the natural. From the movie. That's how damn good he is. Hopefully there's no like blonde women gunshots or anything like that involved in this story, and he just keeps the trajectory. So yeah, this story with Roman Anthony, I think in a world where we seem to over promote everything, I think Roman Anthony is a tad bit under promoted right now.
This porridge is too cold.
All right, let's go to a random one. This is a random one, and it stems from last night. I'm not sure if you watched Nebraska Cincinnati at Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah, they got them a very good quarterback, the Raiola kid.
Yeah, and that's what we want to talk about. First, we should note that the cute couple was in attendance. Former Cincinnati
American
Bearcat.
Royalty?
Yep. You had Travis Kelce and his fiancée, Taylor Swift, in the house. Now they're just slumming it at college games.
Slumming it?
I think she likes football.
I think she likes America.
She's a...
I think she likes American things.
She's an American.
No, but I'm saying, like, it's not... No, she's not like Mariah Carey.
Like apple pie and Campbell's soup and a Chevy and a this and a that.
I mean,
yeah, like,
I mean, like, if you ask Taylor Swift, have you ever had a chili dog before? The answer is going to be yes. Not like, you know, like, oh, like I only have sashimi and I have, you know, boiled chicken for dinner. Like, no. She eats real food.
No,
she's
I like
a glizzy
her.
Gladiator?
She's a glizzy gladiator. She's glizzy
I
Borden.
I think that's okay. But you brought it up. Nebraska's quarterback. They won the game 20-17, I believe. Dominic Raiola. Mm-hmm. He mimics Patrick Mahomes in everything he does.
All the way down to his look.
His look, his haircut, his walk, his entrance to Arrowhead Stadium. He even started doing the little finger thing when the coach is talking, kind of like, say it again, come at me. Isn't this sociopath behavior? This is the craziest thing. So I want to start first. This is cold. This is being undertold, ice cold.
This porridge is too cold.
The guy is nuts. If I were Patrick Mahomes, I would have a restraining order. First of all, you can't play at Arrowhead Stadium. That's my stadium.
Yeah.
No, we're not doing this whole thing.
Looking like me with the single white female routine.
Yeah, that's where I'm going with this.
It literally is. It's like,
this is cute
you're
and
not
cool.
Allowed to okay, if there was, like, let's say that handsome lad right out there in the Red Sox jersey standing outside the window. Let's say, like, you know, he was playing youth football, right? He's playing flag. And he has a headband on like Mahomes does. And he does a jump throw and he runs like him on the sideline, whatever. Like, oh, he's got an
cool.
Idol. That's cool. That he's mimicking his hero.
Yes.
That's great. He's also 12.
This is a guy at Nebraska
who's
is playing in front of a packed house at the same stadium where Patrick Mahomes plays. This is a guy that has aspirations of being a coworker of Patrick Mahomes's in the next couple of years. What's going to happen then? Is he still going to be mimicking Patrick Mahomes when he's the quarterback of the Saints?
Now, if this quarterback, this Dominic Raiola kid, if he were to go to different stadiums and emulate different quarterback styles, like if he were to paint his nails and then cry if he goes to play any place that Caleb Williams had recently played, I would say he's a mimic and he's genius. However, this is more sociopathic. I, too, believe this to be a bit low on the temperature side.
This porridge is too cold.
Before we continue with a couple more, I got some bad news from Fenway Park.
What happened?
The tarp is back on the field.
Son of a... Andy, you...
Big LL Bean logo back on the field.
They know something.
Something. A storm's a brewing.
But I see fans lining up outside our Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio. What's up,
buddy?
Yeah,
I don't see... There's little raindrops in the puddle out here. The radar must
show something. I want to watch this game. I want to listen to it on my commute to the Cape tonight. I need this game. It's just where I have a small place.
Your second home is on the Cape, and you don't consider that a brag? I'm pretty sure most people would.
Okay. All right.
Okay, you want me to move on?
All right, where's your boat?
At my mom's house. okay, up next.
Yeah.
Mike Vrabel's rat problem. We're a full week plus into this, and we asked Mike Giardi about it, whether he believes Elliot Wolf is the eyes and the ears of the Crafts, and he's like, well, they like him, and they made him stick around. I just feel like we've gone down this road before with Parcells, with Pete Carroll, with Bill Belichick.
They want you to make the dinner, but they won't let you buy. They ought to let you buy the groceries.
When the head honcho, the head coach, the face of the organization doesn't feel like he's fully in control and verbally, publicly expresses doubt in that and says there are rats in his organization. And did I mention he's only about 8 years into his tenure as the boss in Foxborough? This is
8 months.
Ice cold. Ice
this
cold.
Porridge is too cold.
It is way too cold. And I'll tell you, here's what really concerns me. Since they played like absolute pan-fried derriere last Thursday night at MetLife Stadium down, and you know, because that's where the New York Giants play is North Jersey. Everyone loves it out there. Ever since the Patriots played horribly against the backups of the Giants, you have had nothing go right for the Patriots. Like, since the you rats thing, he's walked it back. You've had players get signed, then released. You've got people dinged up. You've got the coach unhappy. The backups don't look good. I've been looking for something to go right for the Patriots. Yeah, okay, you want to say, if the best thing that's happened to the Patriots in the last 10 days is their freaking rivalry jersey release, it's not good for me, guy. Like, I think this is also being underreported as well, that Mike Vrabel has issues with upper management and the power structure on his football team. I said
ice cold.
Ice cold.
I think I'm going to protest the Goldilocks drops, guys.
Okay.
Why? You don't like it? What's
no,
wrong?
We'll have to pick some better drops.
Okay.
Maybe get Brezbot involved.
I'm all for Brezbot. It's a work in progress. We have one more here, Stiz, so don't put him away just yet. We have Aroldis Chapman. And this I'm going to use to validate or poke holes in my own three-point stance from a couple days ago.
You said it should be Cy Young.
I think Aroldis Chapman should be in the conversation for Cy Young. Top five. I know he's probably not going to win it. He doesn't have a boatload of saves. That's one of the big things that differentiates him from the Gagne season that Alex Cora referenced when he was praising his closer. But the 14 now in a row hitless appearances, I think it's up to like 41 in, like all, I mean, batters faced without a hit, the numbers, the ERA, the fastball, the swagger, and I would add, he's part of the Fenway Park buzz. When you have a closer like him that adds to the buzz of the game day entertainment, as they call it, at a ballpark, he's part of that. It's not the coolest entrance of all time or anything like that.
He's not the psycho for the Marlins that slaps himself
right
in the face.
But he's adding to the value. So I am going to say the Aroldis Chapman season that is he is having, coming off a signing to which he was supposed to be a part of the bullpen, not the closer. He was supposed to be a setup guy. The season he is having is being undersold in ice cold fashion.
Whereas I couldn't agree more.
I don't even think we're using
the drop. No, we're not going to use the drop.
Too cold.
It is too cold. It's too cold because you know how long it's been since a closer won the Cy Young?
14 years.
22.
I was close.
20. It was 2003.
Why not us? Why not now? You know how long it was? Cornerback to win Defensive Player of the Year before Stephon Gilmore did it?
How long had it been?
A quarter of a century.
So it's been about a quarter of a century here as well. That was 2003. Eric Gagne, who, by the way,
special
did it.
Special.
Eric Gagne did it all natural, too. It was just nothing but
fruits. We don't need to go down that road. It was a different time. It was a different era, different baseball, different people.
More to the point, the kind of dominance that he's put out, he isn't allowed a hit to a batter his last 41 batters.
It's crazy.
That he is on an epic run right now.
Yeah.
He looks like he's just as fit, if not more fit, than he was when he began the season. And the fact that his bullpen is mowing guys down and cleaning things up for him. And you're going to add Justin Slayton, which makes life easier. And who knows what Tolley's going to do for him as well. You could very well be looking at someone who deserves and gets Cy Young votes. We're not making a big enough story about how good Chapman's been this year.
And since we don't have drops anymore, he does the cool thing where he stares down after the strikeout, where he finishes his release and then just kind of stares there like he's a wrestler
and he's got that freaking V-cut.
Well, jacked.
Because he does like 150 prison pull-ups a day.
All right. What's a prison pull-up?
I like those, the big wide ones where like behind.
Is that real?
I think so.
Oh. I didn't know pull-ups were different in prison. I thought you just hung from a pipe in the ceiling like we have here in the Fenway Park studio, and you did some pull-ups. 617-779-7937. Do you agree or disagree with any of our takes, too hot, too cold, or just right? Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, I think, is going to be a little bit of the usual controversial segment. We got to talk about Bill Belichick, his debut. His debut against TCU, big TCU weekend for Boston sports. Peyton Tolley, alum of TCU, on the mound at Fenway Park tonight, Monday night. Standalone game, Bill Belichick's U.S.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
NC squad against TCU. Who are you rooting for? And was his divorce, the ongoing ramifications we're still feeling. Was his divorce from the Patriots and Robert Kraft the messiest in Boston sports history? Dan Shaughnessy thinks so. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Fitzy has what's trending.
I hate Goldilocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.